brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, if you just tuned in, Dr. Blaylock, I was breaking down the fact that it's on the inserts of these vaccines. The doctors and people that tell you, oh, there's no mercury in there, or this doesn't cause neurological disorders, they know full well it's on the stinking insert. Instead, what the big companies do, or when you go to the pharmacy, is they have fact sheets that aren't the actual sheet. It's a bunch of propaganda. And they go, oh, everything's fine, honey. And it's because these cold-blooded companies want to make money and more. They want to set the precedent to basically carry out eugenics. In the 4 minutes we've got left with Dr. Blaylock, and we're coming back with your calls and a bunch of big news here on this Wednesday edition. You'd sent us a note, and we always appreciate being updated. We posted an article at Infowars.com titled Fluoride Linked to Number One Cause of Death in New Research, that being heart attacks right ahead of cancer. We know it's linked to cancer, too. That's been admitted. And then you explained a subtlety in the article, the specific connection of fluoride to plaques in the arteries, and where the author may have misunderstood the scientific research. Dr. Blaylock, break that down for us.
Yeah, the article was misinterpreted. This is an area of research in which you're trying to find ways to scan people to see how much calcification they have in their coronary artery, because we know that's strongly correlated to death from heart attack. So they found that you can radio label fluoride, in order to put a radioactive tag on the fluoride, inject it in the person, and it'll accumulate in these calcified plaques, and so you can see them. So it's not that the fluoride by this study was causing the plaque or causing the calcification. It's just a way to diagnostically look at it. Now, taking it further, looking at the research that really connects the two, what we see is that fluoride avidly attaches to calcium and cells that make calcium. So when you look at fluorosis, for instance, the spine will become so calcified, so many bone spurs on it, it'll crush the spinal cord, and a person can become paraplegic. Ligaments in the neck will become calcified and produce quadriplegia. And according to the literature, only fluoride overdosing can produce this condition.
And they've known this for a long, long time. This is one of the oldest studies and things I've seen out there. So it basically creates just a sludge in the body, and I guess to simplify it, collects the calcium and things and allows it to bond together.
Right. The fluoride will bond to the calcium plaque. Well, fluoride is a highly reactive metal, and the studies have shown when it binds to that calcium plaque, it produces high levels of free radical damage to the vessel wall. Well, that's what produces atherosclerosis. So basically what they're showing is that if you're ingesting fluoride, it accumulates in the calcium, and that makes the calcium infinitely more harmful and makes the atherosclerosis progress much more rapidly and extensively. This has been shown in the brain. Any calcification in the brain, for instance, pineal gland, accumulates fluoride. They've examined pineal glands in humans and found that the levels of fluoride were 10,000 parts per million, an enormous level of fluoride. There's also a connection to excitotoxicity. We know that excitotoxicity is occurring in the walls of these blood vessels, these heart arteries, and that produces calcification. Then the fluoride combines with the calcium and worsens the excitotoxicity. I serve on the editorial board of the journal Fluoride, which is the only journal that deals with fluoride research in the world. It's the fluoride, the International Fluoride Research Society.
I'll tell you what, Dr. Blaylock, we were intending to have you go right now, but you've got to come back. I want you to finish this thought for just 2 minutes on the other side. And then we'll also, for the full audience, give people the websites, BlaylockWellnessCenter.com, invaluable information, BlaylockWellnessCenter.com, and RussellBlaylockMD.com. But I want you to be able to finish this thought, because this really is a true public service announcement. The system has known forever that fluoride calcifies in the bones, the joints, the arteries, everywhere.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I know everybody's covering the attempts by Congress, and truly part of an international treaty. They want to get our laws lined up with it. I know everybody's covering the SOPA Act and everything, and it's because everybody is covering it that I've only spent probably 45 minutes of the show on today. It's very important, but our audience knows about the attempts at censorship. You understand what's going on. I'm going to give you my perspective on the big picture of where this censorship is going and what the establishment's going to try to do in the future and ways to combat that. I first want to go to Greg, Ed, Michael, Nate, and Scott, and others that are patiently holding. But I've held Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, retired brain surgeon, neurologist, and of course, author and researcher, over because he brought up some information dealing with the direct connection with heart disease, all sorts of degenerative diseases of the spine and bones and hips and cartilage, with fluoride that's added to the water, the pineal gland. But then, while he was talking, they ran in here with a new article that just went up on InfoWars.com, and I read this during the break, and he's going to comment on this before he leaves as well, because it's exactly what he was saying 30 minutes ago when he first joined us. AMA, American Medical Journal, that's the big one. Make participation in vaccine trials mandatory. And it's got the link. I didn't just believe Paul Watson's headline. I went and he's one of our great writers, but I went and clicked on it. It's titled, Should Participation in Vaccine Clinical Trials Be Mandated? We're talking about the AIDS vaccine, all of it. And they say in here, the public does not trust them anymore. And so let's just make them take it. Well, yeah, because we've gone from 1 in 25,000 with autism to 1 in 68. because neurological disorders are off the charts, and you've got direct graphs of whoever takes the most vaccines in a country has the highest rates of all these problems. And we're talking about pancreas cancer. We're talking about heart disease, brain problems, neurological disorders. I mean, this is a plague. I know I'm ranting, Dr. Blaylock, but every time I get you on, it just, there's so many points. This is a Armageddon. This is a Holocaust going on. And as you said during the break we were talking, they are scared to death. This validates. Let's cover this first and then briefly get into the fluoride and heart disease situation. But, I mean, this is a big deal. This is exactly what you were just saying.
Yes, it's terrifying, and the public should be terrified, because this is sort of a national socialist idea that Hitler ran his regime under, is that people are cattle. We're the elite. We're the intelligent. And you just have to do what we tell you and trust us. And if you don't trust us, we'll make you do it. Well, that was the eugenicist idea. That's how they ran eugenics program. And now historically, we look back and we say, well, thousands of people were ruined. And we were wrong. Well, that's why you don't give elitists that much power. And these people are saying, well, parents are stupid. Doctors that disagree are stupid. The researchers that disagree are stupid. And we just have to make them do it against their will. We'll take their children away and we'll give them non-vaccines. And, you know, 10 years from now, when all of this is proven, they'll say, well, we just didn't know at the time. Well, that doesn't do 10 million, 20 million people any good, because their children were destroyed. Their lives were destroyed. It costs this nation hundreds of billions of dollars in health care that they come back and say, well, we made a mistake. That's why you don't allow them to force people to do things. When I was treating patients, I didn't force them to have surgery that I thought they should have. That was their decision. I didn't force them to take medications they didn't want to take. I just told them what I knew to be the possible facts, and they figured it out. That's why we are individuals in this country, and we have freedom. We don't have elites that dictate to us that we're going to follow their plan. And
that leads us into another area, as you said here 2 years ago, and they said it could never happen. It's law. We now see physicians quitting in droves, going bankrupt. They're being told what treatments they can give people. We're seeing them now saying, well, if somebody's got a low IQ and they're 10 years old, they don't get that kidney transplant, even though we've got it. We see Bill Gates saying, yeah, don't give an old lady treatment, hire 10 teachers. They're now admitting death panels. They're now admitting government control of medicine.
Well, when I analyzed the Obama health care bill when it first came out, I told people every bit of this. And all the naysayers, oh, that's not what they mean. Well, now it's obvious it is what they mean. It's obvious it's in these bills. It's obvious physicians are not going to have any choice about treatment. They're going to be told what to do. If they don't do it, they're going to take their license away. And I'll tell you what's coming is a federal medical license. So they're going to take it away from states. You will get a federal medical license. If you don't do what they say, you cannot practice anywhere in the United States.
Wow, it is just tyranny at Mach 10 at every level. In closing, BlaylockWellnessCenter.com, RussellBlaylockMD.com, two different sites, incredible information, invaluable. You want the real research from a real expert. These are the sites on so many issues. In closing, fluoride and its connection to heart disease and other ailments.
Well, one thing they know, fluoride is highly reactive with aluminum. It forms an aluminum fluoride complex that is powerfully brain damaging and powerfully aggravates atherosclerosis. And it does so at 0.5 parts per million. That's half of what's in the water. They also put aluminum in all drinking water. So you have aluminum fluoride in your water, and we have all the people in 75% of the country drinking aluminum fluoride every day. And our research says it is a powerful brain toxin and is strongly linked to atherosclerosis. So you can look at this research yourself. It's extensive.
And we wonder why we lead the world now in neurological disorders and heart disease. And you said before the break, for those that just joined us, it binds with the calcium and just clogs the arteries up.
Yeah, it's highly reactive. It's producing a combination that produces intense free radical generation, lipid peroxidation, which is what causes the artery to close off and kills you in a heart attack or stroke. So we know that.
And their answer is, I'm sure you've seen this in the news, put statins in the water, make five-year-olds take statin pills, and now they're talking about lithium in the water so the troops don't commit suicide. I mean, it's like we woke up in the Twilight Zone, doctor.
Well, once you legitimize putting fluoride in the water to prevent cavities, that opened it up to every drug. So now we can put tranquilizers, we can put mind-altering drugs, we can put everything into the water supply. I can't prescribe a statin drug without explaining all the complications. Well, if you put it in a water supply, how are you going to explain the complications to everybody who drinks their water?
And that's another subject, what statins do to the brain. But we'll have to have you back up again. BlaylockWellnessCenter.com, RussellBlaylockMD.com. God bless you, Doc. Great job. And you got to feel vindicated because I know you've been criticized nationally and just everything you keep talking about is just being verified. I have Sky News. That's Fox out of England. With the headline that, you know, top scientists now recognize that the flu vaccine's actually hurting people. I mean, it's all coming out. I wonder what's going to happen to all the pushers of this who knew this. We know from the documents, the CDC and others, when it all comes out. I mean, I think they should be held responsible.
Oh, they should be in prison. I mean, they've destroyed the lives of tens of millions of people. They should pay for it with criminal penalties.
I got one more question if I never asked you this. How did you start to wake up to all this stuff?
Well, I was like most physicians, say, 30 years ago. I believed all this stuff. I thought vaccines were safe. But I was very interested in nutrition. The more I dug into it, the more I got into the actual mechanism of disease and learned the very intimate molecular biology of disease, I discovered all these things. And I know how vaccines work. I know what they do to the brain. I know about how the brain is formed, what effects constant immune stimulation have on the developing brain, the adult brain, and the link to Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. So it just opened up a lot of doors and it clarified these things. Most physicians don't know this. They don't look at this research. So this is new to them. They've never heard of it.
And now they're trying to bring in a new federal dark age where you're not even allowed to look at this, basically. You just do what the federal computer tells you. Dr. Blaylock, talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. That was an amazing interview and powerful. And, folks, the Bible says the people perish for lack of knowledge. You need to get this information out to your son, your daughter, who are about to have a child. You need to get it out to your family. You need to get it out to grandma who's drinking that city tap water. You need to get this information out to people. My total desire is not to make money, not to be famous. It's fine to have enough money to be comfortable and not have my car break down and the kids can have new shoes. But on my hierarchy of needs, that's not what's important. My desire, what I'm going for, what makes me tick, is that I'm freaked out by watching our cancer rate go to number one and explode off the chart. And every other degenerative type thing. I mean, we're dying. I mean, this is a Holocaust going on right now, a soft kill Holocaust. And people call me goody two shoes or a hero. For a hero? I mean, if I knew my neighbor was about to, you know, do something on their roof and they were going to get electrocuted, I'd tell them. I mean, it's not, folks, it's not heroic. It's normal human instinct. When you're watching all this horrible, it's normal if you see a little kid who gets out the back door or whatever because mom's asleep. They're about to walk out in front of a train to run up and grab them. That's not heroic. That's not special. But Dr. Blaylock says he's a good guy, but only because he'll go up against the pressure and being demonized. But, I mean, I wouldn't say he's a hero. I don't think he would say he's a hero. And the reason I point out that we're not heroes is it's not extraordinary to be informed. It shouldn't be. It's not extraordinary to reach out to people and warn them. It's not extraordinary to learn about science. It's interesting. People are like, oh, that's boring. The public school system makes it boring on purpose. This is on record. So you don't get the bug of creativity and inquisitiveness. It's addicting to become knowledgeable about world systems. It's addicting warning people. And then you learn you have power. You learn that the only thing that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. Okay, I promise. We're going right to your calls. Bam, bam, bam. On the other side, then big news blitz coming up today. Stay with us.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand-cranked LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The Congress criminals need to know you're aware of their power grab. Go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've got a big link. SOPA, battle rages, tell Congress we will not accept censorship. American Medical Journal, make participation in vaccine trials mandatory. I mean, yeah, California's passing laws. They'll shoot your kids up without you knowing. And you know they always pass it in California first as the beta test. Let's go to your calls in this segment, the next, and I've got to get to more of this news. It's just getting crazy. The Iranians are threatening to torpedo U.S. aircraft carriers. I mean, it is just wild. how crazy this world's gotten. More European countries are melting down under the bankers. Every time they give the bankers more trillions, they're in more debt to the bankers who they gave the money to. You give the bankers money, and then you're in debt to the bankers because you bailed them out. That's what happens when banksters run your economy. You can't make up this weirdness. Greg in New York, then Ed, Michael, Greg, and Scott. Greg, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, how are you today? Glad
Good.
To hear from you.
Yeah, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. My son introduced you, and I'm a first-time caller, and he was telling me about H.R. 3166.
Yes.
Yeah, that worries me completely. I called a senator from New York State here and asked her. Her name is Hillebrand, and her secretary answered the phone and said, can you tell me about this?
Yeah, you need to talk right into your telephone because you were breaking up there. Just talk right into the receiver. You talked to who?
One of the secretaries there from her senator office, and she didn't know nothing about the bill. She's like, I'm sorry, I can't. I know nothing about the bill. You have to contact us, different number, but we know nothing about the bill.
Now you're talking about the bill to basically throw you in prison if you don't pay all your credit card debts that are impossible to pay.
Well, basically your citizenship being taken away. And I said to her, my citizenship has been taken away, right?
Sir, you said H.R. 3156. There is the act to strip citizens, and it may be of a similar number that they're trying to pass. Yeah, where they say, well, we can secretly arrest citizens if we want, but we can also just strip your citizenship and take you to one of our secret prisons somewhere. That act is also moving through Congress.
Okay, so another thing is too that really bothers me, $1.2 trillion ceiling just been passed, hopefully not today, but they're talking $1.2 trillion in debt on top of what we owe now.
But you've got to understand, the $15.14 trillion is a big chunk of change. But remember, last time I checked, $16 trillion to one Federal Reserve group, tens of trillions more on top of that. It's $27-plus trillion total, and we haven't gotten numbers in over a year, to the bankers in bailouts. Okay, so they're always telling countries about, oh, you've got this big debt, but really that big debt is nothing. The reason we're in debt and they're raising taxes is because we've signed on to the banksters' derivatives garbage Ponzi scam. I appreciate your call. Interesting points. Let's go to Michael in Ohio. Michael, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, let me just tell you something personally first here. If you ever change your style, I'm going to first stop listening to you, and then I'm going to come down there to Texas and beat your butt. You hear me?
Well, I can't change my style. I'm an out-of-control redneck that wants to be free.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it. We the people rule, and everybody needs to remind themselves of that. Every day when you wake up, remember, we the people rule. Now, Alex, do you have a air raid siren on your soundboard?
You know, we don't have a lot of bells and whistles, but
okay.
I've always we can come in with that song that has air raid sirens. We should have air raid sirens because this country's under attack, and the criminals in government that work for the foreign banks are trying to henpeck us right now, government peck us, until we roll over to them as their master. I mean, it's like a little snot-nosed chihuahua that's got a big old pit bull that weighs 500 pounds, and the chihuahua has gotten the pit bull to decide to roll over on its back.
I hear you, man. Hey, let me just tell you something. I'm here in Columbus, Ohio, and there's an awakening taking place here. We've got Occupy Wall Street people. We've got Tea Party people that are joining forces to fight these banksters and these corrupt corporate court systems.
That scares the New World Order more than anything.
That's right. And I just want to announce something. That's why I was asking you if you had an air raid siren, because we have a situation here on Friday that we're going to be protesting the federal courthouse in Columbus, Ohio, calling all info forces in Ohio. Be in Columbus at the federal court building. Get on Facebook, Occupy Columbus. Contact us at area code.
Hold on. I don't know about giving phone numbers out, but I'm going to come back. You can plug where it's going to be and stuff.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Michael, there are your air raid sirens. You sound like a great guy. I just have a radio rule that callers, I don't like them giving numbers out because they can give them out wrong. Listeners can get it wrong. I can get it wrong. And then, you know, somebody gets 200 phone calls. But I'm always happy for people to plug websites. The problem is then everybody lines up to call in just to plug stuff. And then it becomes more like a swap meet show or something. I used to be so lenient years ago. People would call in and say, I got a tractor for sale. And I was like, are you kidding? They're like, yeah. I said, this isn't some Saturday morning swap meet show on your local AM, you know, channel. This is syndicated radio. I'm all about hearing about what you're doing there in your town in Ohio. So why are people protesting at the Federal Reserve so-called federal building?
Well, absolutely, Alex. We're protesting at the federal building, the federal courthouse, for a number of reasons, mainly the Federal Reserve System being federal. And then the second reason is the federal court system, the U.S. Supreme Court, that handed the decision down, Citizens United, which gives unlimited monetary power to the corporations. to donate to their political prostitute of their choice.
That's right. They restrict the individual giving money, but even let foreigners basically fence the money through and do that. So briefly, what time and where is it?
That's right. And I just wanted everybody to remember, too, Columbus, Ohio is the city where the United Nations met. The one time only they met out of New York, they met in Columbus, Ohio. So just keep that in mind. It's the city of the beast. We're going to be meeting, Alex, 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon at the federal courthouse in downtown Columbus.
Okay, great. I got to jump, but I appreciate your call. I'm going to go back to calls here in a moment, but the guys came in during the break and they said, you haven't plugged books, videos, T-shirts, bumper stickers all day. Not only is it how we fund our operation and how we put gas in the tank to fight the globalists, but more importantly, it's a key tool fighting the New World Order itself. We've got bumper sticker packages that are at cost. You're ordering them from us in the Fed stickers, Infowars.com stickers, different variety packs, or you can buy individually at Infowars.com at cost with a citizen rule book. We're also carrying the new, revised, updated, and abridged edition of a book that's been out of print for over a year, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America by Charlotte Iserby, who was, of course, the head of policy, Department of Education, how they're dumbing the youth down by design. And that dovetails with a new DVD, very well-produced film that is tailor-made for anybody who's homeschooling or anybody who's got children in the government training indoctrination centers. It's called Indoctrination, Public Schools, and the Decline of Christianity in America. And even if you're not a Christian, you need to understand they're attacking all basic values and trying to turn your children against you. Very important film, Indoctrination, Public Schools, and the Decline of Christianity in America. A family field trip exposes the shocking truth behind your child's public school. Both of those available at Infowars.com. We're also running a 15-day free trial at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. I'll get you there. And at InfoWarsNews.com, you've got all my films. In April, it'll be 9 years of PrisonPlanet.tv material, the higher quality podcast, the video podcast, all the expanded extras, a lot of other films. It's ridiculous what's there. 15-day free trial. Or you can get a yearly membership and get 44% off. We're running that till the end of the month, all at PrisonPlanet.tv. And also, if you're not online, you can always call the office and ask what different combos and specials and deals we're running, like the Everything Special that goes to the end of the month. All of my films, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Terror Storm, Martial Law, all four of the Police State films, Truth Rising, all of them for $99.95. That is 70%+ off. And it comes with a citizen rule book and some free bumper stickers as well. Again, Infowars.com. Okay, let's move quick to the calls because I got to get to some more of this news. Ed in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, this is the first. I just ran to the dentist and got a fill-in replaced while I was on hold.
Well, we could just hang up on all the callers and go back to them later. That might work better, huh?
No, I'm not complaining. I just can't feel my lower lip. I'm not complaining at all.
Well, hey, I think you should complain sometimes. You know, I give the number out and we get a guest on, and I don't hang up on the folks that are there when the guest is on. I see it as a way to, you know, keep you on air to make sure we get to talk to you. But I know the network sometimes says I have the biggest long-distance bill of any host because most people just take calls as they come in. It's like, we have a guest, but the guest is going to hold. Ron Paul is going to hold. We have a caller we've got to go to here. But I guess my problem is, well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just about relocating. I live 40 miles north of Pittsburgh, a little town called Apollo. And remember, it's where Obama said them people, they clutched their Bibles and their guns out there, you know?
Bitter clingers.
Yeah.
He didn't know he was being recorded, and they were laughing at Christians and gun owners. Oh, we'll get them. We'll get them. Oh, yes.
Well, I'll tell you, at our local news, there's always people chasing off robbers or shooting people. And
listen, we should have a segment every day on the radio or at least on the nightly news where people defend themselves. We know it's 20-something times people frustrate crime for every time a gun gets used in a crime. But, I mean, they're just blasting home invaders everywhere. And the corporate media dinosaur always criticizes it, like, should this old man have shot the armed robbers? Police are looking at arresting him. They're always trying to imply it's wrong because they don't want you to understand that only you can protect yourself. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, at least our local news, they back us up pretty good, and our cops are pretty good still around here.
And I know there's a lot of great police out there. I'm talking about what the police chiefs are trying to push, what the feds want the police to be like.
The land's cheap. The people are good out here. I relocated here 20 years ago from Philadelphia. I got a homestead going now. And if any good patriots want to relocate, that's Apollo, PA, 40 miles north of Pittsburgh. They'll notice my Jeep is covered in InfoWars stickers. They can pick me out from the crowd.
So what we need is a gorgeous vixen who loves freedom to come up there and search the town for the InfoWars Jeep. All right, buddy. Good to hear from you. Love you. Love those listeners out there. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and go to Scott in Arizona. Scott, welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I just want to get a few things off my chest here. Number one, I know you get upset sometimes. You're not thinking people are waking up, but you're doing a heck of a job. You know, you're waking up more people than you can imagine.
Well, let me just be clear. I know we're waking up a lot of people. You are the listeners that spread the word and plug the website, which we may not have very soon, you know, if they're able to clamp down on free speech. I mean, it's really happening. Obamacare happened. The NDAA happened. Homeland Security sticking their hands down people's pants at highway checkpoints happened. It's all happening. My point is that I can't believe that we aren't waking up quicker because it's so ridiculous how out of control the government's gotten. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right. Well, you got to remember, this country wasn't transformed since Obama's been in. It's been going on for decades. So, you know, little things, just little things, one little thing wakes someone up and leads them to where you're at. I mean, you're full of so much information that when you rest that on somebody, they're going, oh, my God, you know. But so we got to start them small, which does work. But here's what I wanted to get to. I had a customer in 2009. That had told me she works for the Secret Service here in Arizona. And what she had mentioned to me was generally when they're assigned to one of the candidates, it's usually April or May of the year of the vote, basically. But she said what happened was Obama was assigned Secret Service in 2007. And she said we knew then he was the next president. None of us here liked the man. And the other thing I want to get to is my nephew, who is stationed in San Diego, he says the CEOs keep talking to him about turning their guns on the American citizens, which these guys in the platoons refuse to do so. So my thought and another thought, I'm sorry I'm spitting this all out. I'm just like you. I got a lot of things on my mind. But what I've noticed is the GOP is definitely afraid of Ron Paul going third party, which means the Ron Paul supporters in this country, we have more power than we know. And this is what they're afraid of. It's a lot of the Ron Paul supporters that I've talked to said it's either Ron Paul or no vote at all, which means Obama will get it again. So the fact is the GOP needs to come to our side and realize this, that we have the
power. You're right, but the problem is we've got an article on InfoWars.com today, Bain Capital. The Drudge Report's also got a story on it. Bain Capital, its top guy has gone to work for Obama. I mean, look at Huntsman who worked with Obama. You know, that's the problem. Obama is terrible, but he's a puppet. And Mitt Romney is a puppet. But when Mitt Romney gets in, you watch so many libertarians and conservatives will give in to it because, oh, he's got an R before his name. And let's face it, not that they're really racist. It's just that, you know, he's a white guy and he looks like a Ken doll. So, you know, he talks like a fatherly person. It must be OK. In fact, we have that Mitt Romney video comparing him to Hitler because you have to be able to read the German. I'll actually read the subtitle of what Hitler's saying to break it down. But the issue is, will they totally go to sleep once Mitt Romney gets in? I think he's a ringer. I think it will be Obama if Mitt Romney is the... But again, things don't always go the way they want it. I talked to high-level Republican operatives who told me, you know, 2-3 years ago, you watch the front runner, they're going to compare him to Reagan, is going to be Rick Perry. And he went to front runner. They compared him to Reagan. He couldn't lose. But people aren't playing the old ball game. They kind of woke up. Well, he went to Bilderberg. He supports forced inoculation. He supported Napa Superhighway. You know, he does all this. Well, we don't like him. And so then they woke up to Newt Gingrich being bad. I saw Sarah Palin endorse Newt Gingrich today. I mean, if that doesn't discredit her forever. I mean, listen, folks, Newt Gingrich, carbon taxes, open borders. I mean, the list goes on and on. So it's just, it's super bad news. And I hear you, and I appreciate your point. I really hear what you're saying. I have told Ron Paul on and off air that I think you should run third party. He understands, though, that if that causes Obama to get in, they will forever demonize Campaign for Liberty. They will and say they did that. But my issue is it's all coming to a head right now anyways. And, yeah, they've got an electoral strategy to get Ron Paul-type libertarians elected everywhere as Republicans across the country. And it's starting to happen. They're sending quite a few new people to Congress, and it's building. And Ron Paul's there kind of hitting the barbed wire for everybody. Win, lose, or draw, we win. And he knows that, and he said that. I've explained to you the private strategy years ago. Now Ron Paul's public about it. People understand that. And it's just that if they lock him out with fraud in Florida and other states, they will say the presumptive guy is Mitt Romney. Even though Ron Paul has gained in the last week another 5 points in several national polls. I mean, he's gaining on Romney. And as people learn about Romney, it's over for him. It's over. So right now, in the next month or two, we've got a turbocharge to push Ron Paul right up beneath Romney, despite all their statements that he can't win. He's in second place and gaining in the horse race. And again, that shows how discredited the corporate dinosaur prostitute media is. And I'm telling you, if Ron Paul ran third party, clearly as a way to educate people and to really go after Democrats as well, it would pull from both. And I in my gut know it's the right thing to do. He probably won't do it just because he's got the Campaign for Liberty strategy to get people elected through the system, which is a great strategy. And Ron Paul probably won't run third party, folks. But I say all in because, you know, we need to continue shoving Ron Paul out there in front of everybody because then people see the alternative and it pulls the curtain back on the Wizard of Oz. It's a game changer. Because the system is so ridiculously corrupt, just calling them, just getting on the field, they fold. And old Hades is about to break loose. Ron Paul is surging because everything he's talked about is coming true. Wait till it all comes true. They're going to have to shut the web down and arrest Alex Jones when if they go forward with this new world order, because my credibility will be so high, I'm going to be the biggest thing in this country, folks. You think Ron Paul's big? After Ron Paul, who is there? Alex Jones? Rand Paul? Andrew Politano? Got a nice show on Fox Business, about 100,000 viewers. We got 15 million, folks. We got one YouTube channel with about 3 million viewers a week. I can go shoot a video right now and a million people will watch it. I got 15 million viewers a week. I mean, we're the big dog in town. Folks in the system knows that. They're not going to let us operate if this goes forward. This is serious. They won't let us operate because we're cleaning their clock. Let's go to this Mitt Romney clip. Here it is. This is a vote for Mitt Romney's a vote for the New World Order, and here it is.
How late it is.
I believe that abortion should be safe and
legal. Let's start that over and let's skip the break. Let's start that clip over because it doesn't make sense without the intro on it. We're going to recue. We're going to skip this network break here. This information is too important. This exposes Mitt Romney, and it's up on the YouTube channel. We got it uploaded three times, and because the others were errors, but it's up there now on the YouTube channel. It's not on the front page of InfoWars. That's been a dead video since yesterday in the featured video area. But here's the video. We're going to get it out one way or the other. This is a vote for Mitt Romney is a vote for the New World Order, and it's got Hitler in it, and I'm going to read over the German subtitles here that are in English. Here it is.
Do you understand how dark it is? How far down the line we are? How late it is?
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country. I have since the time that my mom took that position when she ran in 1970 as a U.S. Senate candidate. I believe that since Roe v. Wade has been the law for 20 years, that we should sustain and support it. And I sustain
here, stop
and
right
support
there.
That law.
I mean, let's start it over again. Great job, guys. Again, this is Mitt Romney, and you can find him voting on the bills, supporting government paid for abortion. I mean, he might as well be the director of Planned Parenthood. This is the fruits of the tree. And, you know, he's got rotten demonic apples hanging off of him. And now he says, oh, I'm all for the unborn. I want to get rid of Roe v. Wade. And whether you're for it or against it, he's a liar just like Obama. He's a liar. Now he's against open borders. That guy's totally for amnesty. Carbon taxes, abortion, gun control. I mean, he is a stinking New World Order piece of trash. By the way, he admits he pays 15% taxes. You know, I pay just federal, if you count it all together, about 40%. See, the big rich guys, they've gotten all the laws written where they're pretty much exempt. You know, Google and General Motors and all, and they pay zero. And they get taxpayer money. General Motors. So let's go back to this bobblehead that conservatives in a poll I saw a few days ago, Rasmussen, they think he's the one who represents them. This is the big conservative for them. And they said Ron Paul isn't the conservative. I mean, that's like saying George Washington isn't the conservative. They want to elect Mao Zedong because he is. I mean, this is the mindlessness of the mainline drooling conservative who listens to talk radio owned by Bain Capital, most the big host, who will not tell you about Mitt Romney and their life depended on it because he owns them. Let's go ahead and go to the clip.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country. I have since the time that my mom took that position when she ran in 1970 as a U.S. Senate candidate. I believe that since Roe v. Wade has been the law for 20 years, that we should sustain and support it. And I sustain and support that law and the right of a woman to make that choice.
But I believe the world is getting warmer. I can't prove that, but I believe, based on what I read, that the world is getting warmer.
Hit pause. No, you want carbon taxes because big hedge funds are all supporting it because you get to rob people at every level and pay it into your coffers in global tax, a global consumption tax. I mean, right here in Austin, they said your power rate's going up 80% on average. It's for the earth. Of course, it goes to direct cartels that use government to shut down their competition, but they just get up and wave a magic wand and say, for the earth, and the hippies and all the trendies just fall down and say, gang rapists. And the majority of Austinites say, hey, we don't want this, and the city just says, hey, we have electronic fraud. I've proven it at the state level, state certification level. They said, there's fraud, but it's, the elections go forward. I'm just totally ruled in this town by a bunch of scum. And that little scumbag Mitt Romney is going to sit up there. And, you know, where's the Mormon church decrying him on his abortion loving? I mean, you know, I don't get up here and bash Mormons or other affiliated, you know, Christian groups or whatever. But, I mean, the Mormons say they're against abortion. Well, you need to decry this little devil then. Oh, but now he says he's against abortion. I'll tell you, there's no end to it. Let's go back to him.
Number two, I believe that humans contribute to that.
Governor Romney, as president, would you have signed the National Defense Act as written?
Yes, I would have, and I do believe that it's appropriate to have in our nation the capacity to detain people who are threats to this country, who are members of Al-Qaeda.
All right, stop right there. This is so important. Back it up to the beginning of the global warming part again, please. Notice, you know, because in the full clip he's asked, well, you support carbon taxes and all this. And he says, well, I think the world's getting warmer. And I do think humans are doing. So you just go ahead and pay me, Mr. Big Banker, that money. And it's just all a big, sick joke. And again, how do you get conservatives to elect an abortion-loving, open-border-promoting, carbon taxing, Obamacare writing, sniveling weirdo? You know, there's lots of people that look like a nice pastor who got dead bodies in the basement. You know, that's so many women get in the car with guys that look like Mitt Romney because he's clean cut in a suit. And just like Obama, you get in the car with another lying sack of garbage. And I don't want to hear any so-called Republican conservatives ever criticize Obama bot idiots. Obama, Obama. Oh, thank you, President. I'm going to have free cars and housing and everything. My problems are all solved. Did your problems get solved? Did the government take good care of you? Did he deliver everything you want? And it goes into a Hitler clip. That's similar to basically what Romney's saying. She's like, I want to be able to detain terrorists. No, this is citizens indefinitely, forever with no charges, and no one knows where you went. But let's go back to the clips here. This is Mitt Romney. Here it is.
But I believe the world is getting warmer. I can't prove that, but I believe, based on what I read, that the world is getting warmer. And number two, I believe that humans contribute to that.
Governor Romney, as president, would you have signed the National Defense Act as written?
Yes, I would have, and I do believe that it's appropriate.
It's appropriate. I'm real mad, right?
In our nation, the capacity to detain people who are threats to this country, who are members of Al-Qaeda.
Now, here's Hitler. Hitler, so will I and so will we all, Hitler, toil and work for the resurrection of the German nation. He'll fix it. People of Germany, give us 4 years, and I swear that as I took office, so I will leave it. I did it not for reward. I did it for you. Here's Mitt Romney.
Internationally, President Obama has adopted an appeasement strategy. He believes America's role as leader in the world is a thing of the past.
No, he's warmongering everywhere.
Strong America must and will lead the future. He doesn't see the need for overwhelming American military superiority. I will insist on a military so powerful no one would ever think of challenging it.
There's like this weird...
So this is how liberty dies. With thunderous applause.
There's like this weird thing with American men and others around the world where they think a big military is like part of their power. They're like, we need the biggest military. This isn't your military. This military works for the foreign banks that robbed and took this country by fraud and force. I mean, they're publicly now telling you what I told you more than a decade ago. They're training the entire military to wage war on you, Bubba Jack. The targets they're shooting are wearing John Deere hats, literally. And you better get that through your brain real quick. I can show you the New York Times, where they're training to take on disgruntled vets and training Jugend groups to do it, youth groups. National security forces, telescreens going up everywhere saying spy on your neighbors. Literally. All over the U.S. It's not just in Chicago or New York. They're putting in body scanners on the streets, mobile trucks. I read you that earlier. I mean, it's all coming. And let me tell you something. In the future, if we don't stand up to this now, they're going to get the sheep to go along with this, and when they pull you over and want to take your child away and grab their genitals in front of you as an act of domination and put them in a microwave oven and do all the things they do, they're going to drag you off to a camp and beat the snot out of you if you don't go along with them. I mean, they really want to have – I've studied the globalists. They say they want a hardcore Soviet Red Terror-style re-education in America. I mean, they want to have Americans down and pulling your teeth out. That's why all the TV shows, you know, is the good guy tortures people. And meanwhile, the Army bases, Army's own report, they're raping kids in front of their parents, murdering people. I mean, America has been taken over by pit goblins directly out of Hades itself. But we're going to be led by Ken Doll, Ken Doll Obama, Ken Doll Mitt Romney.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCN Live.